Well, the clock was wound back to 1914 in Adelaide yesterday as actors marched through the streets in World War I uniforms. The event traced the steps of the first South Australian contingent of soldiers to leave for the devastating war 100 years ago. The organisers say it's an effort to humanise history and help people to understand the sacrifice and the horror of war. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting reports.
It was history brought to life, a tangible picture of the sacrifice and commitment of Australians at the outbreak of World War I. Dressed in full uniform, reenactors made their way through the streets of Adelaide, marching in the footsteps of soldiers from 100 years ago. The Light Horse Brigade followed close behind, along with period cars carrying nursing staff. The Time Warp was to remember the first contingent of South Australians who left for war in September 1914. Many of them ended up on the beaches of Gallipoli.
100 years ago, this was a massive event. All of Adelaide stopped when the first contingent left these shores. The police mounted section of the day had a problem just parting the tide of people out the way so the march could make its way down North Terrace. The crowds were that thick and that heavy.
David Lean is the president of Reenact SA, who organised the commemorative march and ceremony. He says participants tried to be as authentic as possible.
So right down to socks and jocks, it's all period stuff. All our gear and all our equipment is all, period authentic.
People came from as far as Western Australia and Queensland to participate. The South Australian Governor, Hugh Van Lay, also took part.
The Governor, Sir Henry Goulburn, took the salute. And I was so proud and greatly honoured to do the same for the purposes of this commemoration.
The Governor and his wife were refugees from war-torn Vietnam.
As Lan and I came from a country of wartime chaos and instability, we have a deep appreciation of democracy, peace and the freedom that exists in our society. Importantly, I'm most mindful that the life that we all enjoy here today is in large part due to the contribution and sacrifice of those who travel thousands and thousands of miles away to respond to the call of the nation.
In 1914, the soldiers marched to the water's edge at Glenelg from a campsite at the nearby Morphettville Racecourse, which had been converted into a training ground. The volunteer reenactors spent the weekend camping at the site before the march.
I could say we were roughing it like they did back then, but we did have 240 volt wired up to the tents.
Lieutenant Colonel Jack Gregg is the second in command of today's 1st Brigade and addressed the service.
It is interesting to reflect that the soldiers who joined the Australian Imperial Force and stood where you are standing 100 years ago and were inspected by the Governor were probably excited and keen to get stuck into a fight. There's a good chance they all thought at the time that they'd even be home perhaps before Christmas. They had no way of knowing that they were about to enter hell.
The Governor, Hugh Van Lay, says commemorative events are vital in reminding people of the sacrifice of war.
Often people may take granted of the lifestyle and the freedom and the democracy that we have here today. Australia today is one of the best place to live. And we have to remember this, the ultimate sacrifice made by all those people who went thousands of miles away from home.
It's a sentiment echoed by David Lean from Reenact SA.
We hear it all the time, the sacrifices, the sacrifices, the sacrifices, and we just say it without stopping to think about it. These are people knowingly giving up their lives. You know, they were going over the top knowing they're going to be mowed down in the next breath. Now, I don't know about you, but that, to me, is pretty special. And when we commemorate those sort of things, we've got to actually humanise it like that to really appreciate what it is that, occurred.
At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. Lest we forget.
Natalie Whiting in Adelaide.